Digital Reek on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, September 26, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. Or if on radio, like Brett, we're on online digital radio, visit our website, thesportscast.net, also on X, the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast. Last night, the Seattle Seahawks escape a win against the Cardinals, 52-yard field goal, and join us all the way from the Bay Area. That could decide this, could affect the Niners this weekend, Ray Sherrod. And we got Brett Blair from South Florida, Cowboy fan. Welcome to the show, guys.
Wow, a Niner fan and a Cowboy fan on the same show.
Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
Wow. All I got to say, man, look, I've been wearing my lucky 49er socks, and that's how we've been winning.
That's why you guys are 3-0.
3-0. Dude, ugly. Last ugly game. But you know what? A win is a win, and we're 3-0, baby. Woo!
How about those defense, Cowboys, Brad?
Forget the Cowboys. Defense and CMC can win you some games. That NFC West is turning out to be one of the – probably if one of that one, two, or three – top divisions, you know, NFC North, you know, is just dominant this year. But that's a great division. So San Fran's got the work cut out. Seattle defense last night, no joke. Even the Cardinals were flying to the football. But that Seattle defense, even just rushing their front four, they blitz less than anybody else in the NFL, and they were in Kyler Murray's face all night last night. As far as the Cowboys, yeah. I don't care to discuss that at this particular moment. I don't know. We haven't have a team. I don't even know if we're playing like 11 guys on defense anymore. Like, I'm dead serious. I think we only have 10 people out there because somehow we can't guard everybody and still make – it's horrible. I'm still repping to the day I die, but that is probably the worst defense that I've ever seen. I can't imagine taking one guy out, Michael Parsons, replace him with another Pro Bowler, or Kenny Clark, who runs stuff for top five defensive tackle in the league.
But he's stopping the run, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're stopping the run much better. But Diggs is getting burnt.
They're making Khalil Williams look like a superstar, dude.
Thank you. Exactly. They can't. Diggs is getting burned all over the field. Donovan Wilson does not understand you have to play over the top and can't let guys behind you. Like, they still haven't understand this concept. And this is the Bears head coach, Flores. Flores, right, from last year. Like, that's I do not want him as our defense coordinator. I didn't care about him either way coming into the season, but I am literally disgusted with my own team and their inability to stop anybody on any type of negative play. Like you said, okay, Malik Nabers came out and burned the hell out of you. You know, week one, you got the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, you played tough, and you what I saw last week. He hit the nail on the head. We made Caleb Williams look like he has a chance at MVP this year. Like, that's literally how good he looked. Everything he threw was wide open. DeAndre Swift, I'm a big fan of, but I have nothing else to say but disgust.
Quite something with the Cowboys, but hey, still beginning the season, week four. Things could they still have time to turn things around. Let's go for last night's Thursday night game. It was a good game, actually. Jason Myers from the Seahawks nailed a 52-yard walk-off field goal just minutes after missing a 53-yarder that could have put the game away, powering the Seahawks to a 23-20 win over the Cardinals in a game that turned from snooze fest to thriller in a matter of moments. Ray, you were up West Coast time.
Yeah,
game in at 8 p.m. What were your thoughts?
Shout out to my boys that are in the Discord. We actually watched this game, and man, it was horrible. Kyler Murray looked like garbage in the first and second half. He played like garbage. Some of the throws he was doing in the game. I mean, did you look at his His QBR is 27.8. He was stinking it up, man. Shout out to the Seahawks defense. The Seahawks defense looked really, really good. They were putting a lot of pressure on him. But then Kyler Murray came back in the second half. They could have won, but you know what? They just left just a little bit too much time for the Seahawks to come back and kick it. But Seahawks should have had really like 30 and something points because they looked that good dominating the Cardinals. But, you know, you got Sam Darnold and, you know, one touchdown. He did run. Oh, my God. He ran like 29 yards. I was like, where did that come from? Weird game, good defensive game on both. I think the Cardinal defense did good, but they got a problem, dude. Kyler Murray, they need to get there. Something needs to happen.
Brad, your thoughts over yesterday's game Thursday night?
I give it more to the Seattle defense than I really blame Kyler Murray. The one thing I will say, the one takeaway you need to have is Marvin Harrison finally had his game. I've been trying to tout him. Obviously, he was all world out of Ohio State. Last year did not look good. This year dropped the pass, had the one tip ball in the first half that led to an interception. That was a direct tipped interception. At the end of the game, if you saw him make the plays he made, that's the Marvin Harrison that we've been waiting for, that everybody from fantasy to, if you're a Cardinal fan, that's what we were looking for. And you could literally see when he made that reception in the end zone, a wave just go over him of okay, it's done. Great catch, caught it at the peak of the apex of the flight. You know, everything was top the ball, everything was supposed to. But you could see it was an incredible catch. But that, I think, was literally what was holding back that rest of the team. Trey McBride is an all-world, you know, leads all
the tight ends. Expensive tight end.
Year. Yeah, he leads all tight ends last year. So if you're number one in receptions and yards, you should be paid that money. This is the NFL. If you can do that in the NFL. But Marvin Harrison, that was his coming out. If he can – he was disappearing the whole first half. I was yelling, why is he acting like he was acting with no urgency, acting like he had – couldn't care about the game, running incorrect routes, him and Murray not even being on the same page. But that's the only good thing I can take away. It's just – it's a damn good division, man. When the worst team in your league is the Cardinals, and they're taking it too hard at the end of the game,
yeah,
that's a tough division.
You know, Ray, your thoughts over Marvin Harrison's performance last night?
Oh, man. I'm just like, dude, he's a superstar, just like his father. Don't forget his daddy, all right? Don't forget his daddy, all right? Marvin Harris Sr. Marvin Harris Jr., he's a star. He was a star in college. He's a star. But, you know, the offensive line, they got to really, really block for Kyler, man, because this poor guy, he's running. You're supposed to go forward, not run backwards, and not take all these sacks. Seahawk, man, they ended up like what did they get, like six sacks last night or something? Yeah. I think they got like six sacks. Yeah. And then, oh my God, there were some weird fumbles too, and weird, like, just there was a call where interception and a fumble, and I mean,
yeah,
just,
six sacks, correct.
I mean, yeah. So he's got to do something.
So which of these two teams should the 49ers be worried about, the Cardinals or the Seahawks?
Seahawks.
What you saw last night.
Seahawks, man. Seahawks. I would worry about. And that's not because of Sam Darnold, but this defense, Seahawks defense, I think is they're legit. They're legit. And I'm worried about their defense. And plus, you know, they do have Jaxon Smith. The receiver, he's a good receiver. Kenneth Walker, he's a good running back. They even got the backup who was scoring the touchdowns. They kind of like got a 2-1 punch. I'm worried about the Seahawks. Yeah.
Charbonnet,
I'm worried.
That's a good point. Is yesterday, you're right.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried about the Seahawks. Worried about the Seahawks.
Brett, your stance over this division, do you think Niners might pull it out? I know it's early, week four coming up, but what are your thoughts over this division?
I mean, listen, the Niners are still the Niners. Like, I don't know why anybody's not is sleeping on them. Purdy's got a little bit of injury. CMC's is CMC. He's putting the numbers up again. He's looking like that that dominant force. You didn't lose anybody really on the offensive line. Defensively, you lost massively one linebacker that is a top 10 linebacker in the league. But you still have, you know, a dominant defense. I mean, other than the problems with Aiyuk, and I don't like that you guys lost in Debo. Debo's a mean mother. Mean mother.
He was, man. But you know how it is when you get old. You know, you just
old. Look what he's doing. First of all, old. Okay, he ain't old. Look, you see how he's playing? He's still knocking.
I know,
They got
Slick Rick over there, and Ricky's doing his thing right now. Seahawks defense.
We're on fire tonight. Yeah,
they were. I mean, they were. I agree. I totally agree.
DW. As Brett mentioned, Brandon Aiyuk is not close to returning from this torn ACL. It could be any moment. The GM said this ACL injury was a little bit more tense than like the average one. But Ray, do you need Brandon Aiyuk, or are you guys gonna able to sail this boat without him?
No, we're fine, dude. It's always next man up. I mean, you saw that when we lost Kittles and we had Tungus. He jumped in there, caught a touchdown. Yeah. Nick is always next man up, dude. But defense, thank God for our defense, though.
There you go. But Look, Juwan Jennings, Pearsall, you got receivers.
We so injured prone, though, man. Every time I see CMC run, man, I have to cover my eyes.
But you got Brian Robinson Jr. behind him.
For some reason, hasn't been getting the field much. I mean, that's a really good pickup for them if you need a between the tackles guy to. I mean, I would see like use him a little bit to take a few of those extra carries, take a few of those extra short passes away from CMC, because just like you said, like he's either a monster or he's gonna miss 8 to 10 games that year. I think that's been his career. That's been, you know, McCaffrey's career. He's a beast mode, but if you could stay on the field, but when you're that size, that height, that weight, with that much intensity and that much intelligence, your body is not going to last in the NFL.
He's a scrimmage yards monster, dude. He's going to get you running. He's going to get you receiving. He's a beast. But when you got him in, 100% of the play, 100% of the snaps.
Yeah.
Put it like, let him rest. You got Robinson. Let Robinson in there. Get some reps in there, dude.
Ryan, running back by committee.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, committee, just running back by, let me give you a blow every now and then. All right. Running back by, let me give you 50 to 60 left carries over the season. You know what I'm saying? 5 to 6, 7 extra carries.
Look what Detroit has. They got Montgomery and Gibbs. God, they're just like a 1-2 punch. You know,
Detroit's looking good after that week one loss. They're looking good now.
Jameer's a beast too, though. You can't put him in McCaffrey class, but Jameer is a beast, though. Catching, receiving out of the backfield, around the ends, even run between the tackles.
Oh my God!
Then you bring in the hammer, like you said. You bring in Montgomery, and you're like, yeah, let's just hammer this home. You
know, David Montgomery, being a second running back, he has the longest touchdown right now with the 70-something yard just.
He didn't score. It was the longest run. It was a 70-foot.
Okay, longest run. Okay, you're right. You're right. You're right. Thank you.
But he did
Thank
not you. Score yeah. because of Humphreys.
No, you're it's right. They let Jamar. They let Jamar. Don't you just hate that, though? If you play in a fantasy league, I hate that. But you're right. You're right, Brett.
All right, let's go to the quarterback situation. Mack Attack, 2-0, has some knee issues. Brock Purdy could start versus the Jaguars. What's the likelihood here, Ray?
I like, first of all, love Mac. I love what Mac is doing. It's not beautiful, but a win's a win. But I don't know, man. I'm worried about Purdy. I would probably let Purdy rest because he does have a history with his arm. Mac is broken as well. I don't know. I think Purdy's gonna play. I'm just worried about that arm because he did one time have a serious injury where we had all the quarterbacks was gone. We had to have CMC as the center, as the quarterback. Wow. I don't want to see that happen again.
Quite something. Let's go for more injury woes for the Niners. Nick
Bosa
out for a season.
That one hurts you more than the Purdy right now.
Why is that, Brent? Go with Brent with this one.
Yeah, because Mac Jones is he's never proven himself as hey, I'm the starter in New England. But to have him off the bench, like coming up behind Purdy, I love it. Let him manage the game. Like you said, a win is a win. Manage the game. But Nick Bosa, that killed you.
It kills you.
That's your beast mode. That's a guy who takes defensive ends, confuses the hell out of him, pushes him around, and is in the opposing quarterback's face. That's the Michael Parsons. That's the whoever you want to call him of that team. That destroys you. It's funny. People are starting to go down. I hate your Niners so much, man. I didn't even look at the injury reports. I had no idea that Nick Bosa was out. I thought Ayuk would be back by this week or next week. So I'm sorry as far as I'm a little ignorant as far as the actual Niners and their injury reports. I did not know Bosa tore the ACL.
When he was going back to the back room and he did the thumbs down to the fans,
I see it. Okay, wow.
That was the injury report right there.
That is a tremendous loss, losing Bosa. Seriously, that's a loss. But at the end of the day, next man up, you got to win the games. Got to win the game, and we won with 3-0. I don't care how ugly the game. I'm in the Bay Area, and I got Raider fans. I got my friends. They're all, Bosa's out. Hey, guess what? We're 3-0. And I don't care how ugly the game is, a win is a win, and I'll take it. I'll take it.
You will take that 3-0 if I told you back in July. That's for sure. Okay, before we go into the predictions, Mike Parsons comes back to Dallas as a backer. This is going to be huge. I heard the NBC is bringing they're a Super Bowl type of show this Sunday for this game. Brett, how significant is this?
So am I responsible for my picks? Like, am I going to hold responsible for what I throw out? Like,
you're going to pick the Packers?
I'm going Packers. Like, if we're putting who we really think, if I skin in the game, which people around me would tell you, I really do not do too often these days, I would go Packers. Other than that, screw the Packers. Cowboys are going. We're going to win it. You know, we're going to take it big. Some crazy something's going to happen, and we're going to win somehow. It just can't happen, dude. It can't happen. Like, we're not going to stop Jordan Love. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to stop any of their receiving corps. The receiving corps is all young, you know, from Dowd and, you know, all these other guys that are not superstars, but they're going to scamper all over the field. And then they have number 8 in their backfield. I don't see us stopping anybody. Show me you could stop somebody for more than one to two series a game, like a game. Like, if you're only forcing one punt or two punts a game, and it's because, you know, you're not turning the ball again. They do have a couple of turnovers, like forced turnovers, which is nice, but you're not stopping anybody. Their offense, incredibly dynamic. CeeDee Lamb's going to be out for a few weeks. I believe we lost one of our Tyler Booker, the rookie from Alabama. I believe he's going to be out for a couple of weeks as well. But I don't care now. We have now even less firepower, and we still can't stop anybody on defense. So how can I take the Cowboys to win?
Ray, can we see a Micah Parsons sack Dak Prescott this weekend?
This is the Parsons revenge game, man. Parsons revenge game. Oh, man. Oh, I feel sorry for Dak. I'd be handing that ball to Javonte or Sanders all day. Come on, dude. Listen, they got a tight end. Who's this kid? Kraft. Oh my god, this is a big boy, dude. I see Kraft, and I see all those Love. Is just, he's got so many people he can throw it to, man. And these guys, they go up and they catch the balls for Love. I got Packers all day, man. Prescott He's in trouble. He's in trouble.
Prescott's in trouble, but Brett's not in trouble.
Prediction
gets better. That's what Brett says. Steelers and Vikings, but this time in Dublin, Ireland, neutral ground. Jordan Addison's coming back for the Vikings, guys. What's going to happen in Dublin? We'll go with Ray with this one.
Hey, you know what, man? Aaron Rodgers looked good with Metcalf. You know, I see some Aaron Rodgers to Metcalf. I got the Steelers. I got the Steelers winning, beating the Vikings.
Brett, you don't like the Steelers. I don't know if you like the Vikings, but you have in Dublin.
Good morning to you. It'll be in Dublin. Shout out to my boy Billy Baroon, who's a big Steeler fan. Minnesota's for real. They lead the league in turnovers. They're a turnover specialist. I believe they had 2 touchdowns off of turnovers, like literally either a pick 6 and one was a scoop and 4. Their defense is for real. And when you got Jefferson, obviously I'm hearing some crazy stuff about they might not start J.J. McCarthy and that they, you know, they're purposely – I don't really know what's going on with that play yet. But, they, you know, Mason is now the number one there with their injuries they've been having in the backfield. But they're a real team. And you also – oh, yeah, that's right. You have one of the top 3 best receivers in the world right now. You know, Jefferson's just that good. So,
but not much yardage.
It's early. He's proven he can get over 1,000 yards, or not well over 1,000, 13, 14, 1,500 yards with dudes like Cousins and who threw it? Darnold, right? Darnold threw too many cards, 1,300 plus last year.
By the way, Carson Wentz is playing this game. So.
Okay, so it is Carson Wentz starting this game. Throw it deep to Jefferson. There's a hint. Throw it deep to Jefferson. You got a chance.
Everyone got the Vikings. Let's go 3-0 Eagles at the Buccaneers 3-0. Eagles struggle in Tampa. I think they've never won in Tampa. It's hot in September in Florida. And Muka Egbuka is going to spike it with Evans out. What's going to happen in Tampa, Mr. Ray Sherrod?
Eagles, man. Eagles. They won. Jalen Hurts has been running more than Saquon. And, I just think just too many weapons, man. Too many weapons with Philly. Baker Mayfield, he's right now practicing with a sleeve. I don't think he's going to be 100%. I think with Evans out, next man up. But I think with Otten, I think you're going to see the Buccaneers. Usually when Evans out, they go to Otten, the tight end. But I still got the Eagles. 4-0 Eagles coming up.
Will Brett go with the sneaky Buccaneers win last minute or the Eagles?
If they had Evans and if Baker was 100%, like just a gunslinger is bad, good in different gunslinger mode, then yes. But no, without them, you know, I know they've never won there before. The Eagles will be 4-0.
Browns, after a huge win against the Packers last week on the field goal, go up against a very dominant Lions. Different. Lions are deadly in the red zone. Amon-Ra already has a 450 career catches in 69 games. Lions, Browns at Lions. Brett, who you have in that match?
Lions, one of the most complete, 3 or 4 of the most complete teams in the NFL. You know, along with Philly, obviously, and Baltimore, one or two others. The Lions are right there. A complete team, great defense. Hutchinson, you know, off the end again, that mic up position. You know, and they have, like we talked about earlier, a Jekyll and Hyde running back for that. You just don't even like, you know, you don't even want to mess with them. They're that bad. And you got Amon-Ra. I see them. I see them being the NFC Championship game.
Ray, who do you have?
Oh, Hutchinson running after poor old Joe Flacco. Dude, I got the Lions, dude. Lions is, and I agree with Brett, I think they're going to be the leaders in their league. I think, in my opinion, I think they're going to be top of the division. And so I got the Lions, man. They just got way too many weapons.
Giants are starting rookie quarterback Jackson Hart for the first time, going up against a hot Los Angeles Chargers. Brett, who do you have in this matchup?
Chargers all the way. Another very, very complete team, especially since they brought Allen back. Now with Allen, Ladd McConkey, and what's the Marin Hampton, Like that, they got a spread, a deep guy, a middle guy, and a, you know, an in between guy, and they're stout. They, you know, they have a great rookie running back. I see Chargers going real far this year, but Chargers in this.
Ray, will the Chargers go far in New York?
Dude, New York is stink, man. They stink. And I just want to say something. I think that is crazy to go to this young guy this early. All right, to go to Dart. I'm sorry.
Hot take.
How do you bench somebody that got over 400 yards passing, and then then you bench him? It's ridiculous. It's way too early. You're jumping the gun, but that's how New York fans do. They ain't got no loyalty. But you know what? I got Chargers. Herbert is playing lights out. A lot of weapons going with L.A.
Saints are 0-3. Bills are 3-0. Bills rolling. They're going. Rattler's still hunting for his first NFL win. Brett, will this be the game?
No.
Ray, who do you have? Saints at Bills.
Bills, man. Come on, man. Josh Allen, dude. Come on, man. Cook, Josh Allen, Cook. They don't even throw the ball. They can just run Josh Allen and Cook. That's all you need. And I'm sorry, dude. The Saints ain't. There you go.
Where's James Winston? Commanders at the Falcons. No JT Daniels. A lot of injuries. I don't know if they have Debo. What's going to happen there, Ray? Commanders at the Falcons. Falcons lost pretty bad last week against the Panthers, FYI.
I'm sorry, but Penix stinks. They need to bring back Cousins. I'm sorry. How can you have Cousins on the bench? But I got Commanders winning this because Mariota, he's pretty good. Pretty good. He's doing okay. And they got Debo, and, you know, they got a bunch of running backs. Nichols, Rodriguez. They got the rookie kid. Yeah, I got Commanders beating the Falcons.
Brett, do you concur?
Yeah, the Falcons, what's funny is I was on the other side of the fence. I thought Penix showed last year that, you know, should do it, but they pulled him officially. I didn't even watch the Atlanta game, but they pulled him, and they actually put Cousins back in the game, which I can't – I mean, Cousins played so bad at the end of the year last year. It was a comedy of errors. So for them to now put him back in, because you don't forget that quick, okay? Everybody watched the last four games before. They were like, yo, we got to try to get Penix. And Penix came out and played well. This year, he played well game one. I don't know why they would lose faith with him that quickly. I really don't like that, to be honest with you, even though he's playing horrible. You're talking about messing with the psyche of the kid for many years to come as far as being able to play.
You got to do that sometimes.
You think your Cousins is going to be your best chance to win the football game, you're going to put in Kirk Cousins.
Mean, you got, you got London and Mooney and Pitts and all these guys.
Robinson, yeah, they've got a good team, but you need a leader. They need a leader.
You got to have a leader.
Where is Kyle Pitts? Panthers are hot coming in. Patriots are trying to find their groove. They're both 1-2. Ray, who do you have in this matchup?
You know, I think Chubbard has got a dealing with an injury. And if Chubbard is injury, that's it with the Panthers. Because Chubbard is like their engine, man. I got the Patriots winning this, man. I got the Patriots.
Brett, who do you have in Gillette?
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard has been like that guy for a couple of years, sitting behind other running backs. If you've been a finishing long like Stan that I have and things like, you see him on the sidelines, never playing. Now he is their bell cow, but the Patriots are going to take it.
Who will get their first win? Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans. Let's go with Ray on that one.
I'm going to give Texans is going to get their first win, even though I love me some Cam. Oh, Cam with the Titans, but I got to go. Got to go with the Texans, man. I see CJ, Nico, and you get a little Chubb in there, too. I see Chubb getting in there, too.
Brett, do you believe in Cam Ward? Will they get their first win, or will the Texans be the
Texans
big boss?
Texans are a good team. They've lost some good teams. That's why everybody can say hello to Diamond. They're going to get their first one. Texans are a good team. The Texans got to tighten up on the running game. Like, that's really the weakest part of their team, you know. The Titans have a few pieces to do the rookie Cam stuff, but no, definitely.
Colts at Rams, D Dimes against going up against a good team. This will be a test here, Ray. Colts at the LA Rams, Daniel Dimes, Daniel Jones.
Yeah, kid's been playing great. Colts are looking good. Rams, looking good, but something about the Colts, man, because they got Jonathan. They got Jonathan.
AT, baby.
Jonathan's a beast. Jonathan is a beast. So I'm going with Indy.
Of course, because it's going against the Rams. Brett, you're more objective. Colts at the Rams.
No, but I mean, like you mentioned, Danny Dimes. That's his new name. He was Daniel Jones. Now he's Danny Dimes. But and he's right. Like, you know how big I am on Jonathan Taylor. He's probably top three best running backs, top five best running backs in the entire NFL right now.
He's beast
mode. And the offensive line, the pieces are all coming together. I see them going in to LA and actually beating the Rams.
No way! Wow, yep. That's objective. All right, Jaguars. Are 2-1 against the game of the week at the Niners, 3-0. This could be a test, but maybe not. What's going to happen there, Ray? Well, we'll go for Brett, and we'll have Ray have the word.
No, either or, but Jags were a good team. You know they have some good pieces. The Niners in San Fran, if they can overcome, being talking to a San Fran guy, him and I did a research today, if they can't overcome the loss of Bosa and not put pressure on the quarterback, it might be a long day. Other than that, if they can come out and fly on the field and they, you know, they, Jacksonville is no harm to a real 49ers. You know, without it, you know, it's going to be a closer game, but I still see, as much as I hate to say it, the Niners at home.
Right. He spoke some truth there. Who do you have in that matchup?
It's going to be an ugly game, just like when they played the Cardinals the last game. It ain't going to be a high scoring game. I can see Trevor Lawrence still getting like frustrated with our defense, but 49ers, and guess what? Probably another field goal.
Ooh, he said it. He called it. Ravens lost last week against Detroit. The Chiefs finally won last week. They're both 1-2. These guys placed, they're top two teams in the AFC. Ray, what's going to happen there? Ravens at Chiefs. This is
King Henry, hold the ball. Come on. This is three games? And three fumbles. Come on, Henry. You're costing your team, man. You're a good running back. You got to hold the ball, man. You got to hold the ball. But I'm still going to go with the Ravens, man, because you got Lamar Jackson. You've got Henry. I think that's a 1-2 punch. Plus, Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers didn't get that much action the last game. I think he's going to get a lot of action this game right here. Plus, they got likely their tight end. Woo, Andrew. Now you got Mark Andrew and you got Likely. I got the Ravens to beat the Chiefs. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't like the Chiefs running game. And I don't know. Something's going on. And then you got Kelce yelling at Andy Reid on the sideline. Hey, I got all the Swifties here, man. Throw me the dang ball. So that's, yeah.
That's not good. James Worthy's back, Brett. Who do you have? Ravens at Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I'm going the other way on this because the Ravens, they've had a damn good team. They've lost some close games, but the Chiefs need a statement game. The Chiefs are getting Xavier Worthy back this game. The Chiefs need to actually come out and show something because people are literally writing them off. Even this early in the season, it's over. Everybody I talk to, every game, I watch a lot of football with a lot of people, and people have been writing them off left and right. I don't know what the hell's going on that Kelce and like I don't know why, and you know I went Mahomes to Kelce in a fantasy with and like I don't know why they aren't hooking up every play. He's still open. He could still. I know he's a little older. He lost a step, but I think Xavier Worthy coming back. I think at home with Andy Reid is going to scheme his way, and I love the Chiefs defensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? So I see them making a statement game and actually coming back and beating a great Ravens team who it seems has a really tough record too. They're playing a lot of good teams as well. So
that could be, this will definitely be a big game this weekend. Okay, Bears, Cam Williams, Caleb Williams is surging. Ashton Jenkins surging. Ray, who do you have in this game? Bears at Raiders.
Ooh, you know what, man? It's going to be a tough one, but I have to go with Raiders on this one. And the reason I'm going with the Raiders is because they got a Tucker. Tucker is looking really good. And I think Tucker, Jacoby, they got Genty, they got Bowers. It's going to be another kind of ugly game, but I'm going to go with the Raiders edge out the Bears.
Brett Blair, Chicago Bears 1-2 at the Raiders 1-2. Who will get that number 2 win?
I think actually Chicago doing what they did to the Cowboys last week, getting Caleb having his kind of coming out a little bit party. Of course, it was against horrible defense. But I'm going to take the Bears going into – I have no confidence in the Raiders for anything. So I would go Bears on the road.
The game of the week, not because Brett's saying it, NBC saying it, Packers at the Cowboys, the return of Micah Parsons. Welcome back home. Let's go with Ray first. What do you have, Packers at Cowboys?
Packers Packers. I don't have any faith. Parsons going to get his revenge. Dak's going to be running for his life that night. So that's all I got to say. Packers.
Brett, is Dak going to run for his life? Who you have in this match?
Yeah. Right. Well, the term is any given Sunday, correct? Any given Sunday. It won't be this Sunday. So I would love to say if I'm going with my heart, I'm going Cowboys. If I'm going by what's on paper and what I see in front of me, even the small sample size of a few games, I don't see any way that the Cowboys, unless somehow we get a whole new defense. Like if we're doing that, you know what I'm saying? Javian Clowney, I never saw last week. I know we signed him. I never saw him.
It's his first weekend.
So, but he came in talking, saying, "I'm ready to go." He was with Tennessee. We found out in the preseason stuff. So we need the help. Why wasn't he out there? But I mean, I do not think Jadeveon Clowney is going to come in and solve all our defensive problems. Now, does that mean the ball cannot roll our way and somehow we can stay in it and do something? But if we're talking reality, I have no faith in that defense at all. As much as I love him to death, you know, Diggs is getting beat like a drum. You know, like our Bland is still hurt. You know, we got Elam from Buffalo, and he's doing okay. He's our best corner right now. And if you're saying Elam's your best corner, bro, that's a low bar. That's a very, very low bar. So I don't see us beating the Packers.
I just think they're also mentally messed up from the thrashing they got from the Bears. I mean, 31-14. It's like, woo.
And it wasn't even that close. It wasn't even like 31-14 doesn't really show how much they really got just walked all over.
Well, there you have it. Football week 4 looking good. There's 3 good games. That game, I think, Cowboys, Packers, Ravens, and Chiefs. And what was the other one? Quick reminder. Eagles and Buccaneers. That's another good matchup. So a lot going on in week 4. Stay tuned. Be excited. Ray, what's the best way to reach you online?
You know, I'm Ray3473, the gaming cyborg. You know, I do some game streaming on Twitch and YouTube. Just hit me up, Ray3473 on Threads and X.com. Brett, you're awesome, man. Nice being on the panel with you. Santiago, thank you. Thank you, Sport. You guys, make sure you check out the Sportcast and all the other guys on this network, man. And this has been fun, really fun.
There you have it. And Brett, you just started to register for a X account, so we'll get that going. And
we're gonna use the Pony Express right now. When I figured it out, it's not a big high priority for me, but it was a pleasure, Ray. I look forward to it. Let's see how we do it on the picks. And Sop, I love you, my brother. I'll talk to you soon. All right,
there you have it, guys. This is Sportscast, and this was your update.